Retired Israeli general, space aliens ask Trump not to expose Galactic Federation. By John Hayward on December 8, 2020. Retired Israeli general and space security chief Professor Chaim Eshed said during an interview with Israeli newspaper Yedioth Aharonot last week that extraterrestrials have been in contact with the governments of the United States and Israel for years. Eshed claimed U.S. President Donald Trump was on the verge of revealing this secret before the Galactic Federation asked him to remain silent, as the aliens are worried that humanity is not ready to learn about their existence yet. Yedioth Aharonot is one of Israel's biggest newspapers, and Eshed has a distinguished resume as a military officer, intelligence analyst, and head of space operations for the Israeli Defense Ministry. The 87-year-old professor holds a doctorate in aeronautical engineering, supervised over 20 satellite launches, and received the Israel Security Award 3 times. Eshed has a bit more stature than most of the people who say things like, "The UFOs have asked not to publish that they are here. Humanity is not ready yet," as he told Yedioth Aharonot. Eshed elaborated that President Trump was on the verge of revealing America and Israel's years of interactions with the aliens in the Galactic Federation, but the aliens thought it would be better to let people calm down first because they don't want to start mass hysteria. "There's an agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens. They signed a contract with us to do experiments here. They, too, are researching and trying to understand the whole fabric of the universe, and they want us as helpers. There's an underground base in the depths of Mars, where their representatives are, and also our American astronauts," he said. "If I had come up with what I'm saying today 5 years ago, I would have been hospitalized," Eshed conceded. "Wherever I've gone with this in academia, they've said, the man has lost his mind. Today they're already talking differently. I have nothing to lose. I've received my degrees and awards, I am respected in universities abroad, where the trend is also changing." The Jerusalem Post, which published translated excerpts of Eshed's interview on Tuesday, theorized that President Trump's creation of the U.S. Space Force could have something to do with this joint U.S.-Israeli Galactic Federation project on Mars. Eshed was vague about how long the aliens have been working with humans and how long the Mars base has been operational. So Trump might have created the Space Force to address a recent need for more human staff at the facility. Both the U.S. and Israel have discussed plans for missions to the moon within the next few years. But that could be a smokescreen for sending personnel to Mars, or perhaps the Galactic Federation wants its human partners to demonstrate they retain the courage, ingenuity, and technical prowess to land on the nearest celestial body before they bring more humans to the Mars base. The Jerusalem Post also noted that Eshed has written a book that provides further details about human interaction with aliens, titled The Universe Beyond the Horizon, Conversations with Professor Chaim Eshed. The professor said the book reveals how aliens played a role in preventing multiple nuclear apocalypses on Earth. The UK Daily Mail took Eshed's comments about changing trends as a reference to the growing amount of UFO material that has been recently declassified, including footage of multiple UFO encounters released by the Pentagon in April 2020. At the time of this writing, there is no public evidence that a Galactic Federation exists, although online jokesters opened several Twitter accounts claiming to be its representatives shortly after the Jerusalem Post story was published. NBC News asked the White House, Defense Department, and Israeli government to comment on Eshed's remarks, but they did not immediately respond.